I may be too old to even walk over there. Oh, thank you, Sonny, for moving that. Oh, these old bones have seen too many miles. Oh, my goodness gracious. Oh, I forgot. Forgive me for wearing my hat in here. I forgot. Let me put that right there. Ah, well, how are you guys today? Oh, we got some big kids, too. Well, that's all right. That's quite all right. Let me see. I got to rest these old bones before I... Oh, yeah, that's better. Ah, okay. Well, good morning. And happy Sabbath to all of you. And welcome. You know, you guys are so far away. Why don't you guys come around here where I am? Come here and sit on the floor. Grandpa can't see that far. Even with my triple bifocals. Just come on around. Yeah. How are you guys doing? Everybody feeling good today? Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Well, would you like me to tell you a story about my little friend Tommy? Yeah. Well, Tommy had a problem, and he was so sad. Tommy had lost something. Have any of you ever lost anything? What did you lose?
A toy. A tooth.
She lost a tooth?
Put it in a little thing, and then I got it lost. Toy.
Anyone else? Oh, my gosh. Do you know that, have your mommy and daddies ever lost anything? Oh, what have they lost? Oh, you got to come to me. I'm too old to creep over there.
She lost a ring that her boyfriend gave her.
She lost her what?
A ring.
A ring, ooh. Oh, that her boyfriend, oh, that's special. She better find that. I hope mommy doesn't mind us saying that. What?
His old phone, my dad's old phone.
His old phone, not his new phone, his old phone. Maybe that's what, it fell in the water. Oh, it wanted to go for a swim. What?
My mom's clips.
Your clips? Okay. Are those hair clips you're talking about? Or, okay. Okay. Well, Tommy was all upset because he couldn't find something that he wanted. And he was looking and looking and looking everywhere he could go. And he went over, he went through his bedroom. He went through his closet. He went through the kitchen. He went out even into the garage, and he couldn't find it. He looked in the yard, and he couldn't find it. And he was so sad. He was almost... Say what?
What did he lose?
Well, I'll tell you in just a second. But that's a good question. That's an excellent question. But he was looking all over, and he was crying, and he went to his daddy. This is Father's Day weekend, so we're going to talk about Daddy. And he went to his daddy, and his daddy goes, Tommy, what's wrong? And Tommy goes, Dad, here's the answer to your question. I've lost my ball. I can't find my ball. He lost the ball. And his dad said, I want to tell you a story, Tommy. And the story is about a young feller I know who recently had to move his office and his garage. Now, when they moved this guy's office, they locked up a bunch of file cabinets. And so all these file cabinets were locked. This is a true story. I'm not making this up. That's why this young guy's laughing so hard. And he couldn't find the keys to unlock these file cabinets. So he was looking and looking, and he went to the best person he could ask. He went to his wife. And his wife said, why don't you pray about it and let God show you where your keys are? Because Because God knows where everything is, right? Right? He knows everything. So this guy prayed, and she prayed with him. And he finally went back, and he opened up one drawer. He tried to open it. It was stuck, and he pulled and pulled and moved a few things. And then finally it popped open, and guess what? His keys fell right out, right into his hand, and he was happy. Well, Tommy heard this story, and Tommy goes, okay. And so Daddy and Tommy prayed. They prayed that Tommy would find his lost ball. And Tommy finished the prayer, thanking Jesus for showing him where the ball is. And then he turned, and he went back into the house. He went back into his bedroom. He went back into his closet, and he opened up one drawer. Oh, I lost it right there, didn't I? And he pulled out. If an old man can get this out. He pulled out the ball. Tommy found his ball, and Tommy was so happy. Aren't you happy when you find things? Do you know what? Jesus is thrilled when he finds you and you find him, because he's calling you all the time to come to him. And isn't it great that we can trust God and pray and ask him to help us find even things as simple as a little ball? All right? Who would like to pray today? Come on up. Come on up. Go ahead.
Thank you, Lord, for this day. Help us all to be good. Bring your angels to guide us and protect us in each and every path. Bring your angels to help us find things. And thank you for all the things you have done for us. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. Thank you. You guys can go back now. Thank you so much. Oh. Thank you, Sonny.